Lecture 23, Trade and Currency in the Mediterranean.
In this lecture, I wish to deal with trade, seaborne commerce, currency in the Eastern Mediterranean during the period of the Crusade. So we'll be looking at the period from roughly 1100 to 1300. And in this lecture, I want to draw out several significant points about how the development of shipbuilding, commerce, and also, supplying war, and that's essentially what the Crusades were all about, greatly transformed not only the Mediterranean economy, but eventually the economies of Western Europe as well. And this lecture is going to build on two earlier lectures, the first lecture that was dealing with the whole recovery of the European economy from approximately the 10th century up until the period of the Crusades. And we'll see that the changes in the 12th and 13th century, the economic changes that came about as the development of this Mediterranean trade during the Crusader era, had profound consequences on the European economy and led to yet new directions, new expansion, new changes in Western Europe as to prosperity and social classes. We also draw upon the lecture I dealt in which I dealt with the changes in the Byzantine economy in the 12th and early 13th century, and we'll be able to draw some parallels of what was going on in the world of Constantinople in the Byzantine world and what was happening with the Italian maritime republics, primarily Genoa and Venice, as well as Western Europe as a whole. And these changes are important because they are going to dictate the direction and the objectives of the later Crusades in the 13th century, and they're also going to lead to an important question I'll deal with in a future lecture, and that is, why did Genoa and Venice in the 13th century essentially run away with seaborne commerce and the political power associated with these great fleets? Why didn't some of the other cities have a greater role to play, and why Venice and Genoa at the end of the Crusades emerged as such important mercantile commercial powers, as well as political powers, which would have a profound influence not only on banking, on commerce, but even on diplomacy and politics. And that's a future lecture that will build on some of the themes we deal with in this lecture. Well, I think first and foremost, the best way of getting at the question of what happened in the 12th and 13th centuries is to look at the ships themselves, how they were constructed, how they were improved. I mentioned that earlier there had been important changes in ship technology, especially in the 10th and 11th centuries, and the Christian Europe had the advantage that there were two separate shipbuilding traditions, one centered on the North and Baltic seas, where there were different types of vessels devised to handle the rough waters of the North Atlantic, and then the whole tradition of shipbuilding on the Mediterranean ports of Spain, of France, and of Italy, and that these two traditions tended to swap technology and ideas because they were linked by the great river systems of France and the Rhine and Danube in Central Europe. Well, the Crusades really did propel the development of larger and more diverse ships, both warships as well as cargo vessels. And the people who were in the forefront of doing this were Italians, and Provençals would be the southern French, especially the city of Marseille. And as I pointed out several occasions, Provençal was really an independent language, not just a dialect of French. Also the Catalans, that is the people around Barcelona in the region of Catalonia today, who again spoke a very distinct Latin language, which was very closely related to Provençal. Actually, northeastern Spain and southern France were essentially part of that same world. And then, of course, there were the Sicilians, the Italians on the Bay of Naples, who acknowledged the Norman king as their lord. All of these cities were in the forefront of changes in ship technology. They perfected the galley, a ship that was already well known in the 11th century, with a low freeboard, propelled by oars when going into battle, and using a variety of sails, especially that lateen sail that goes back to the 6th century for long-distance travel. Well, the numbers of sails were multiplied, the number of decks that you would put on a ship, 2 and 3 decks. These were built in to accommodate more passengers, crusaders, pilgrims. Modifications were made for these galleys to act as more effective warships. If you look at depictions, especially in European miniature art, these ships are usually mounted what are known as castles. Those are towers, at the bow and the stern, where warriors could shoot arrows and eventually actually launch a small catapult artillery on these ships. These types of galleys were perfected certainly by the siege of Constantinople in 1203-1204. It will be the Venetians attacking from the Golden Horn who will actually take the critical points along the wall that got the Fourth Crusade into Constantinople.